man from the NGS. This is the Assistant County Organiser and Publicity Officer for the National Garden Scheme, East and Mid-Sussex. But he also thoughtfully goes out of his way to recommend some gardens across our region, so not just the area that he's responsible for. And he seems, can I mention the Macmillan Trail? You can. This is Jeff Stonebanks. You'll have heard him on the radio with us before. Jeff, hello.
Hello there. Good morning to you both. How are you?
Good morning. Well, actually, and it's a small world, isn't it? Because before we came on air, Jeff, Tom handed me a secret seafront garden publicity flyer, which is open for charity today and indeed yesterday.
Yes.
And it rang a bell with me because I thought, oh, this is funny, because I'm sure I know somebody else that is opening their garden for this, and it looked very, very familiar, and it turned out to be the same garden. It's just the other half of the person who was opening it. So you've got someone who works for you, Tom.
Yes, yeah. Henry, Henry McCauley, it's his garden. We went there yesterday, and we delivered him a courgette cake to add to the teas and coffees, which I understand went down a storm. And he's got a lovely garden there, and it's on Brighton seafront, and it's a real sort of little gem, hidden gem. He's got
some. Have you been there before, Tom?
No, it's the first time that I've been, actually. And
it blows you away, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and it's such a restful garden, I thought. It's some lovely places to sit, and it just had a lovely feel, because Brighton yesterday was very busy, and it was a little oasis, and they both worked very hard on it, and it's a real treat, so I would suggest that people go. They're going to be disappointed, no more courgette cake, but there's plenty of other cakes there, and Jean and Debbie, I think, are helping them with the teas and the coffees, but it's a lovely, lovely garden to visit.
And of course, Christine, who was with you last week, she's the patron of the trail as well, so
I see.
There we go.
It's an incestuous world we occupy. It really, really is. This is a restored wool garden off Brighton seafront. Lots of varied planting, cottage-style borders. Meet the chickens. All proceeds to Macmillan Cancer Support. It's £2. It's 11 to 5. And you can find it from the whole coastal trail that Jeff mentioned there is macmillangardentrail.co.uk.
That's
so macmillangardentrail.co.uk. But this particular one is 122 Marine Parade, Brighton, and that's BN21DD, opposite the seafront lift and near a speed camera. There
that's
you are.
The one, yeah.
122 Marine Parade. All right, Jeff, well, we'll mention that again at the end, but you have someone very, very special with you today. You've got the head gardener in your own garden.
I do, yes. Jean Griffin will be arriving very shortly to give gardening advice to anybody that can't get it from you today because they can't get through. So.
Will she be giving you any gardening advice?
Don't upset
her, Jeff. You know, she can turn on a sixpence, that woman.
Yeah, well, I hope. I've got a few questions. I've got a few plants in the garden that were here before I took it over. So, yeah, I've not been able to find out what they are. So maybe Jean will be able to tell me.
Well, she'll know. She'll know. She's on her way because she emailed me, said she was en route. So she's probably listening in the car now.
I'm sure she is.
All right. Details of your garden to come, but what else have you got for us?
Okie doke, Ben. Looking forward to the NGS then. I mean, we're coming to the end of the season. There's a few open in August, and they get fewer and fewer as the next 3 months go on. But all the gardens I'm going to mention will be serving homemade teas, and I have children in free. So let's get the ball rolling with Northeast Hampshire first, where you'll find Berry Court in Bentley, which is 5 miles northeast of Alton. It's opening only for its only outing this year on Thursday, the 7th of August, between 2 and 6 pm. Entry is £5. Lovely garden created from an old farmyard, making heavy use of grasses in association with perennials. The area has been designed by Christopher Bradley Hole in a minimalist style, featuring a grid of gravel paths by setting a checkerboard of naturalistically planted raised squares. Sounds fabulous. Moving on to our offering in West Sussex, we've got Heatherbank, which is located at 20 London Road in Pulborough. It's on the A29 and opens on Saturday the 16th and Sunday the 17th of August between 2 and 5, admission £375. Described as a real oasis in a most unexpected location, a Mediterranean-style suburban garden, 200 foot by 40 foot with interesting features, including several tropical species. Then across in East Sussex, there's Butler's Farmhouse, which is the home of the county organiser for East and Mid-Sussex. It'll open on Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of August between 2 and 5 p.m. And there'll be a live jazz played in the garden as well, and entry will be £5. You'll find the garden 3 miles east of Hailsham through the village of Hurstmonceux. It's a lovely rural setting with views of the South Downs, mainly herbaceous with a rainbow border, small pond with dribbling frogs and of Cornish-inspired beach corners. So what's Surrey got to offer? Well, we've got one offering there. We've got three Frimley Green Gardens, and they're 3 miles south of Camberley. They're opening on Wednesday the 27th of August between 2 and 5, combined admission for all three of £5. You can enjoy three very different village gardens, be inspired by designer chic in Tabor, and you can admire a rich variety of hostas, colourful pots and unusual dragonfly feature, experience a romantic cottage garden at Wildwood, and look for surprises at charming Oakley with a variety of plants creating a bright palette of colour. So that's the selection, a small selection for August then, Joe. And as always, your listeners can go to the NGS website, which is www.ngs.org.uk, or call 01483 221 535. That's 01483 221 535. And then just picking up on what we started with, as you say, there are these 31 gardens opening for Macmillan this weekend. Had a great day yesterday, lots of people turned out. We've got gardens in Brighton, Eastbourne, Piddinghoe, Saltdean, Peacehaven, Newhaven, and they're all opening up for the new Cancer Centre in Brighton. You've mentioned one very special one, the hidden gem in Brighton that Tom went to yesterday. Mm. There is, of course, my own garden, Seaford, which was very lucky and featured on a national television programme last week. You've got a lovely coastal garden overlooking the harbour in Newhaven, and you've got a wonderful small Japanese garden in Eastbourne. There's four brand new gardens on this trail that have never opened to the public before. And for those people that did the trail last year, there are 21 new gardens for the trail this year, 13 of them serving the tea cakes and light lunches.
Very good. Now, you're being very coy there, mentioning National Week. I know where the BBC, we probably could say which programme it was, because it's probably available on catch-up for people who wanted to see what you and your garden look like.
I'm afraid it was on the other side, yes.
That's all right.
Good morning, Britain.
That's all right. We're big enough to take some competition.
The Weather Girl did all her live broadcasts from the garden on the show on the 14th of July, so it was very interesting. There were 10 minutes of the garden featured on national TV, so
lovely.
It was quite wonderful.
Brilliant. Well, send our love to Gene Griffin, who's going to be with you this afternoon, and it's nice to have you on, and we'll speak again a little bit later on in the season.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks very much indeed.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.
If you type in Driftwood by Sea into a search engine, you can see Jeff's own garden there. More information on the Macmillan Garden Trail at macmillangardentrail.co.uk, and John and Henry's garden, which is the one Tom went to yesterday, is 122 Marine Parade, Brighton, BN21DD. 122 Marine Parade, Brighton, BN21DD. But Macmillan Garden Trail is what you need to type in there. Lovely. Okay, it's approaching past. Here's